Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bears operating at their own 4-yard line. Manunga in the backfield. Loveland, the motion man, and flags fly.
False start. Offense, number 62. After distance to the goal, first down.
They lead the NFL in false start penalties. Joe Tooney just cost his team 2 yards.
Hella penalties for the Chicago Bears. Cost them in this one. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you on 670. The score could have been self-inflicted, right? Because this wasn't necessarily a talent gap, right? It was a details gap. Pre-snap jitters, drive-killing flags, the red zone shrinking. When you look at this game, like, you can win yards and still lose the game if you hand out free first downs. And when you don't put up sevens and you get threes, that's just not a, that's not young team stuff. That's, we got to fix it by Wednesday. Like, if you want January, if Bears fans and Bears players, if you want to exist in January, you got to clean up October football. And that's what we're seeing. Bears beating themselves. Bad third downs, penalties. Like that 3rd-and-1 the Bears had where then they had the false start. You know which one I'm talking about? Should have got the first down, didn't. And then I think it was Colston Loveland that had the false start.
Opening drive, right?
Was it the opening or the second one?
Yeah, I think it was opening drive.
Oh, my gosh. So disgusting. How many? Where are the Bears at with penalties? Tyler Ferengar producing today.
So tied for first in false starts, as you heard Ian Eagle on the call there. They're technically tied for 6th or 7th in offsides, but they're like 2 off, so they're right near the top. In overall pre-snap penalties, number 2 behind the Los Angeles Chargers with 20.
Now, the Los Angeles Chargers have like 3 of their offensive linemen missing.
Yes.
Via injury. So that makes sense. You have a hodgepodge
and
offensive
defensive linemen.
Right. But I'm talking about the pre-snap, false starts. And so, you know, the Chargers, I understand. The Bears, I mean, I guess you put in Theo Benedict, but everybody else is the same for that matter. It's just tough.
Seeing Tooney false start inside the 5-yard line was a killer. That one was, I mean, it was late in the game, but like back to your point about the Loveland one, just like, man, like this early.
And then it's Colston Loveland, which just magnifies, you know, the Tyler Warren stuff, which
Colston Loveland breakout game. When?
Never.
When?
It's never. Well, according to Ben Johnson, he's already contributing to the winning.
And Caleb.
And that's all that matters.
Caleb said it too.
Colston Loveland and Tyler Warren is the number one thing talked about in the majority of my group chats. I want to be very clear. It is not Caleb's ceiling or lack thereof. It is not the Bears' progress. It is literally 114 text messages about Tyler Warren and Colston Loveland. Because there's still Bears fans trying to defend him, trying to defend the Bears regime, trying to defend Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles for drafting him at 10. Like, there's no, like, there's zero argument you can make for Colston Loveland and what you think his future projections are going to be. People are like, you can't judge him after six games in the NFL. Bull, you know what? You want to know why? Because these guys didn't just appear out of thin air, right? Colston Loveland and Tyler Warren didn't just appear. And then you're like, guys, they just got here. It's only been seven. No, they had college careers, okay? Don't feed me this crap about Colston Loveland and what he could be and how I shouldn't judge him. No, you want to know what? Tyler Warren had a spectacular senior season at Penn State. What I try to tell people, again, watch a lot of Big Ten football, Tyler Warren was their number one weapon. And despite that, despite teams knowing that Tyler Warren was the man, he still came out and produced week in and week out. Colston Loveland was an afterthought on that offense. They ran the ball. J.J. McCarthy sucks, and he couldn't even get the ball to Colston Loveland. You were trying to outthink yourself by looking at people's ceiling. That's the key word for today. Colston Loveland might be good, but he will never be as good as Tyler Warren, ever. Tyler Warren is good. And somebody was like, oh, Tyler Warren's their only option. Are you stupid? Do you watch football? Go watch a game. Michael Pittman's their number one target. Josh Downs is a guy. Like, they have Jonathan Taylor, who was on an MVP pace this year. Like, what are we talking about? Tyler Warren, you know what he does? He gets open, and he catches the ball, and he has yards after the catch. His yak is crazy. Colston Loveland catches the ball and falls on the ground. Stop it. Don't even get me started. Let's go back out to the phone lines before I go on a Colston Loveland rant.
He's hot again.
312-644-6767. Let's go to Ryan out in Oak Forest. Ryan, good to talk to you again, man. Come sit on therapist Gabe's couch.
Hey, yeah, thanks. Long-time caller, but it's my first time on a couch of yours.
That's okay.
So to say, when I saw that we were big-time underdogs, you know, despite the record matchup, I was super curious why. And then you learn that Roquan, Cal Hamilton, Lamar, they're all coming back. Then you think, well, those first two gentlemen are important, but without their QB, this team has been miserable. So when the Ravens organization, they pulled the rug last minute and announced that Lamar isn't actually ready still, we were still dogs. And as much as that puzzles me, I'm not saying that I bet my whole paycheck on us to win, but look, I thought this would be my big come up.
Yeah.
What gave me pause about Tyler Huntley starting was how, I mean, he got us good in a mystery game 4 years ago, but that was a completely different Bears game. So, like, who cares, right? And it's easy to say there wasn't a difference between him and Lamar, but there actually was. He kept it professional, and we could discuss the other phases of the game, too. But as far as QB goes, could you imagine if Caleb could play the way that Stoop Huntley did? Like, I believe in him all the way. I'm not going to be like, yeah, we got to bring in Tyson Bagent. I would say,
yeah, don't do that.
We could give him a long-term deal, but I hate his style. The whole, if I'm not about to be sacked, I don't got to throw it. I don't even know if our line was a problem, but he makes them look trash. And as far as the tight end thing, you were just saying, I'm sorry, he would make Rob Gronkowski look like just a role player. I'm sick of scrambling just to scramble.
It's tough. It's tough, Ryan. I mean, there's a lot of things that Caleb does well, but there are the nuanced things that you say to yourself, why can't you just clean this up? Like, there have been multiple moments, multiple instances where second and long, you know, Caleb falters for whatever reason, overthrow, missed target, whatever the case may be. And then on third and long, he can easily just throw you that 8-yard shot. And I'm like, dude, why didn't you do that on second down to make it third and manageable, right? Like, why not just take the easy throw on first and second down instead of trying to do the most? And that's what Ben Johnson's been pointing out with Caleb Williams, right? Be the point guard. Distribute the ball properly. Don't be the shooting guard that needs to put up 40 and have the windmill dunk, you know, when you're down 20. Like, that's not going to help the Bears. And again, I pointed this out before, Ryan, where it's almost as if every time Caleb drops back, even if he has time, and he had time in the pocket today, even when he drops back and has time, I am clutching my pearls because I'm not sure whether or not it's going to be an on-time throw or an off-target throw, right? And I feel like when I watch any other quarterback in the National Football League, if they have time to throw and they have a clean pocket, it is going to be a perfect strike in the numbers, but that's not necessary. I mean, Caleb can do that, but it's not as consistent as I want it to be.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the whole point guard thing. I do think we need less Russell Westbrook and more Mike Conley.
Preach.
You know what I mean?
Preach. That's what that's what Ben Johnson's talking about, where Russell Westbrook is a point guard, but he's trying to be the two, right? Now, you need Mike Conley to just get everyone involved. I love basketball, by the way, so that's why this is a great reference.
Yeah, I mean, and also just the catch and shoot from Conley as well. I mean, I like that snap and throw. And like I said, I would never bring in, I'm not going to be like, yeah, we need to bring in Bajan, but we need to have that whole snap and throw that he does. You know, the best quarterbacks in the league, the Peyton Mannings, the Tom Brady's, they couldn't run. They're not going to just snap and immediately roll to their rights. And that's why you can't really get the tight ends involved, because they're more for that quick game, those hot routes that you see whenever you get blitz. I mean,
yeah, and look, Caleb flashed it, right? I mean, there's layered throws, We know he's good between the 20s. He proved that to us, right? He can move the ball. We know he has the two-minute drill. He can get you in scoring position. But it's about doing it consistently and elevating your team. This was a game, Ryan, where Caleb Williams could have put the Bears on his back today. You didn't have Jalen Johnson. You didn't have Tyreek Stevenson. You didn't have Kyler Gordon. You knew the defense was going to falter a bit. And what needed to be the result on the offensive side, you could not just settle for field goals. You could not do that. You needed to put up sevens. And that's where Caleb suffered this weekend, was that he didn't put up enough touchdowns. And that's been his crutch for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I think our defense actually, I mean, I want to say they played well because they made it a winnable game. But, I mean, if we're going to, I did want to segue to that side. And it's just like, I guess, I don't know if that was like some kind of competitive advantage of the, you know, Lamar's playing, wait, he's not. But we defended like he was. And I think, you know, we weren't really taking care of the short routes. Not too many guys were taking care of the flats. You would think that we'd be more oriented around like maybe zone, maybe like hot zone press or whatever, because all three of our corners were not playing, right? But I mean, they had a couple miscues, and I just think maybe the problem isn't them, and it's just, you know, the pass rush. Like,
yeah,
guys can make plays, but they can't on a consistent basis put pressure on them. They can make plays, but not pressure.
Yeah, it's tough. Ryan, I appreciate you sitting on the therapist couch for the very first time and really dropping some knowledge, not only on me, but those that are waiting in the wings.
Hey, shout out Ryan. Couch. I remember taking a lot of his calls last year. Ryan, yeah, you've definitely been on the couch before.
That's
no
what I'm
question.
Saying. Maybe I didn't call it a couch back then, but he certainly called. And I do appreciate your phone calls because they're always thorough, Ryan. Have a great night, all right?
Yep. Thanks.
Of course, 312-644-6767. Phone lines are open. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Of course, coming up at 5 o'clock, Dustin Rhodes taking over. You know he's going to give you all the deets surrounding the game. He's going to lead you right into Mully and Hall. That's our morning show here on 670 The Score. They're going to have Olin Krutz at 7. TJ Edwards, current Chicago Bear, will hang out at 8 o'clock. Then Brad Biggs jumps on at 9. Raheemi, Harris, Grody. They got Anthony Heron and Dan Weeder at 11 and 1. And then Spiegel and Holmes got Kurt Warner for you at 3 o'clock. We got Tyler Ferengall handling producer duties today. So if you want to call in, again, he will talk to you first. 312-644-6767. Got the TikTok live going. Got some people from all over the country. Some Cam Scatabo injury lovers out there. Not lovers, but, you know, that was a tough injury for him.
Brutal. You have one on your fantasy teams?
No. I didn't pick up Cam Scatabo. I just didn't think. I didn't pick up Cam Scatabo because I thought defenses would just put 8 in the box. But then Jackson Dart's a guy. So, you know, it kind of helped him out. But we're talking about the Bears here and what happened in this one. Bears lose to the Baltimore Ravens 30-16. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Greg on the road. Greg, my couch is here. I wiped it off. I wiped it down because the last person just left and he was sobbing tears. I had to wipe it down a little bit. Come on the therapist couch and tell me, I want to validate your feelings today about this Bears team, but first I got to hear them. What are your thoughts on this loss?
All right. You know, I listen to the score religiously, but at night, I'm like you, I'm a musician, I get through playing, and I'm in the car, so enough of that. And I don't take, you know, I'm not the kind of guy, like, I take it within stride, you know, and I'm a big fan of Chicago teams, but, you know, I take it within reason. I don't like to argue or fight about it, but, you know, I look at it. But today hit me different, and I've been in a bad mood since I couldn't even finish the game, but since I saw this game, and I figured, you know, I'm going to play tonight, the music made me feel better. It didn't even make me feel better. And I'm usually satisfied with just listening to you guys, listening to other people, but I don't call in. And but I'm calling today, it's like the false start. I mean, how many times do you tell a grown, an adult, about the refs calling these, not lining up, the false?
Yeah, no, look, Greg, I hear what you're saying. Music is therapeutic. And you should be able to, you know, if the therapist couch can't get you, then of course some music should help you out. Then you, but again, you can't stop thinking about it. Because Greg, here's what I think I want to validate your feelings, right? Here's what I think you're thinking. This was a game that if the Bears won, it would have put them in prime position to at least talk about a playoff run, right? Getting into the playoffs. 5-2. If a team is 5-2, I expect you to be in the playoffs. And this is a game against a backup quarterback in Tyler Huntley that you said to yourself, all right, Caleb, the defense has bailed you out a couple weeks now. Let's get your ass together and let's put some tutties on the board and let's get this victory. And it was almost as if none of that happened, Greg. None of that happened.
Yeah, it's what's, and what's really frustrating, and, you know, I don't have any statistics to back this up, but if a team is struggling, like Baltimore, 1-5, they were struggling, 1-5. It could be the Cubs, it could be the Bulls. If a team is struggling, it seems like when you come to Chicago, they're going to get it right with Chicago. Like, if you know what I'm saying, I don't have anything to back that
up. No, you're
up,
right though. But feels that way.
If you lost 10 games in a row, you come and play the Cubs, you'll win that game. And it's just like I found myself now. Like I said, I take this within reason, you know, but I don't like within reason. I'm not talking about as anything as a person. I don't like Aaron Rodgers because he deserves to. He owned the Bears. He owned the Bears. But I'm talking about just sports, not like personally or anything like that. He owned the Bears. I found myself rooting for Green Bay today to beat Aaron Rodgers, but that time period is over. I don't have anything except for the Green Bay's in the Bears division, but I don't. It's not a rivalry anymore. Aaron Rodgers won that rivalry.
Yeah.
He won. He owned. So it's over now. It's nothing. I'm not mad at Green Bay now within reason, but it's like you come to Chicago or you play Chicago, and then you get yourself right.
Let me ask you this, Greg, because this is a good one, because I think you and I feel the same way. Right. Not only about the Bears, but just, you know, our fandom as it is. But I'm trying to think about this team moving forward. Right. Sometimes when I'm about, and you'll know this if you listen to the show often, I'm about solutions, not problems. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, we know what the problems are.
Right.
But let's talk about the solution. So if you could fix one thing by next Sunday, one thing from this Bears team that you'd feel like could make the biggest difference, what would that be for you?
Penalties, like the false starts. It's like you can't get any closer to the opposite end zone when you get these false starts all the time. And it's like you're adults. You guys are professionals. And then sometimes, like I'll refer to music, as musicians, you can make mistakes, but there's some mistakes that you should not be making if you've been playing a while.
Yeah, you're right. Greg, I appreciate the call, man. Thanks for chiming in. And, oh, wait, let me put Greg back on the phone. Hey, Greg, just real quick before I let you go, what's your band's name and where did you guys play? I want to show you guys some love.
Oh, wow, that's great. We play, my band, it's called Soul Message Band. We play at the Green Mill every Sunday from 8 to 12. That's, we play all over, but the Green Mill every Sunday. That's really nice of you.
Of course, man. You know what? You were breaking up when you said your band's name. Say it one more time.
Soul Message Band. Yeah, and we play at the Green Mill every Sunday from 8 to 12.
I love it. Greg, when I pull up on you, we're going to have a drink about over the Bears, all right? We'll do that at the Green Mill.
That'd be great. You might have to get up and sing a couple tunes, too.
Hey, you know I can sing. I've been talking about my band. Don't get it twisted. I'll go up there, hit you with a Sweet Home Chicago. But Green Mill, geez, I mean, you're talking about one of the most iconic places in the city of Chicago. So if we got a guy that's a regular at the Green Mill from 8 to 12 on Sundays, and on a Sunday, that's like one of the better days because that's when you're really chilling, so you're going to get some good musicians. And then I'm sure there are other musicians that are not playing that pull up to the Green Mill, and then they just have like a jam session. I know that's the case.
Shout out Greg.
So if you pull up to the Green Mill on the north side, uptown, make sure you say what's up to Greg and talk to him about the Bears. Because I should ask him what instrument he plays. What would you say? Think about it, Greg.
I mean, I got to go with guitar, right? Greg on the guitar? The GG kind of
Some alliteration. Yeah. Greg strikes me as a... I'm trying to think. He said, I want to play some music. A piano man. Is he still there? Pick him up. Greg, you still there?
I'm a drummer.
Oh, damn it. All right.
I'm a drummer.
All right.
The organ player is a blind guy named Chris Foreman. You got to check him out.
Okay. You know the blind man's going to get down with it. All right, the drummer. Greg the drummer. Yeah. You're Greg the drummer from now on, Greg. And look, I'll be here for the next couple of weeks, so you make sure that you call me and you chime in because I want your take every time we do that. Greg the drummer. I should have known drummer. I feel bad that I didn't know that. It's Gabe Ramirez here, 670 The Score. Shout out to everybody that's on the phone lines checking in, 312-644-6767. Anybody that's watching on TikTok Live right now. Bears lose 30-16. Tough one. Came out guns blazing. Put two field goals on the board to start the game off in the first quarter. And you thought to yourself, this is a good one. Time of possession was amazing. Then all of a sudden, the second and third quarters happened. Ravens put up 10 in the second, 6 in the third, 14 in the fourth. The Bears have had some struggles in the fourth quarters. And I get it. At that point, you know, you feel like the game's out of reach. But fourth quarter points, that's another thing I want to look up and when we take a timeout. I want to check that one out. But Bears, you know, up until that point, the Bears had scored in every quarter except for two this season. We talked about this. And even the last game, they put up points. So to not score in the second and third was tough. But time of possession, right? This was possessions that were lengthened by Bears penalties. Bears couldn't get the Ravens off the field. Tyler Huntley, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to lose to Tyler Huntley twice.
And I was at the first game, Gabe.
Right. It's embarrassing. It is embarrassing. Tyler Huntley on the day, to put it in perspective, 17 for 22, 186 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions, got sacked twice. Derrick Henry, 21 rushes for 71 yards. I thought the Bears did a great job on Derrick Henry. Montez Sweat comes out from the very beginning, another what seemed like a strip sack. You thought, oh man, this is it. Derrick Henry looked, I mean, it's just, Zay Flowers looked like a man amongst boys out there. Like it was almost even as if he was
showed
like,
up.
He's like, there's not one person out here that can guard me. Like I'm the twitchy receiver. I will get 3 yards separation on every single one of these people.
Really quickly, you know what's another thing that really frustrated me is we haven't really talked about it. Second half, Ben Johnson, I'll give him a lot of credit. He's done a great job at making some adjustments, whether it's halftime or right around that mid-game range. Ravens go down the field opening drive, frustrating because they give up that big chunk play field goal.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks, but whatever. Bears go 3-and-out. That's what I was like. Something just doesn't feel right about this game. Whatever the adjustments were not working right off the bat.
Yeah. Broke my heart. Really did break my heart. 12-play, 62-yard drive. And it was one of those ones where you said to yourself, Bears dominated that first quarter, but if they come down and score a touchdown, it's all for naught. And
125 exactly yards in that first quarter. Yeah.
And then three and out. They had two 12-play drives, did the Ravens in the second quarter. Two 12-play drives. Then the Bears missing that field goal at the end of the half. It's like, it goes back to what I was saying about Caleb Williams, where on, I'll show you right now. Hold on. Let's see. So Bears have first and 10 on the Baltimore 44. Caleb passes to Olamide Zaccheaus to the right for 5 yards, second and 5. Then that's when Caleb Williams gets the intentional grounding. Brutal. You're on the Baltimore 39-yard line. There's 30 seconds left. I feel like every other team in the league converts right there.
For a quarterback who has thrived in two-minute drills, yeah, offenses, he was bad today in those situations.
That free rusher up the middle just couldn't stop him. But he gets the intentional grounding. So now it's 3rd and 15 from the 49. Like, these are self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah.
And then you throw to Coastal Loveland for 9 yards, and you can't get close enough for Cairo Santos. It's just brutal. Like, it's very... All right, let me take one more. I know we got to get out of here, but this guy's been on hold for a while, and I really want to talk to him. Let's go to Reggie out in St. Charles. Reggie, you think I'm too hype, huh? What am I too hyped about?
About the Bears as whole. In a whole. I mean, that's just... The Bears are who they are. And you are who you are. But you know... I would wish that my wish for the Bears is to let Caleb be who he is. Stop trying to make
him. Who is he? Who Reggie? Who is Caleb Williams?
That's a good question. Whoever he is, let him be it. Don't try to make him be like some other quarterback in league. Let Caleb play the game the way he feels he needs to play it. Tell him, say, listen, this is what you're doing, okay? And this is what we see. Now, this is what we want you to do. Go out there and win this game. And that's it. How you get it done, I don't care.
Now, I hear you, Reggie. I had this question earlier where I said, if the Bears were a car, what kind of car would they be? Now, I said a 2001 Impala, you know, like the reinvention of the Impala that looked kind of nice, you know, had little waves in it. But it's still a 2001 with like 50,000 miles where you think it's going to be good, but it's all right. I got some other ones. Somebody said a Ford Pinto, a Chevy Vega. I got a 2021 Dodge Durango where it's almost new but never reliable. When you think about this, because you keep saying let people be who they are, but you have to have some sort of baseline. You have to have... you know, some anticipation of what that could be. What's that for you?
It's like the caller. He said he was a drummer, okay?
Yeah.
I happen to be a musician myself. Okay? He has his style, okay? If he tries to imitate someone else, that's not him being him. He is who he is because he plays it the way he is. And the same thing with your job, okay? When you started in broadcasting, you know, you probably tried to do what everybody was telling you to do. And you didn't get comfortable at being Gabe until Gabe decided to do it his way. Now, there's probably some protocol the way you need to do things, but you didn't get comfortable with it until you figured out how to do it Gabe way, okay? It's the same thing what I'm trying to say with the best. Even with Johnson, okay? Look, you're not going to make the Chicago Bears be Detroit Tigers football team. You do not have that same personnel. Okay, so when you down on the 1 yard line, I don't care if you on the 99 yard line, it doesn't matter. I mean, you go out there, you tell Caleb, say, look, we watch this score, we want to win. I don't care how you get it done, this is what our suggestion is. Now you go out and get it done.
All right.
Do it any kind of way you want to. Just get it done.
All right. I hear you, Reggie. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 312-644-6767. Hopefully you guys understood everything he was saying right there, because I did too, kind of. I think. But when you're talking about this Bears team, it is disheartening because, again, you saw a path for the Bears to be good this season. Winning four straight, the way that they did, ugly. And so you felt maybe this could be a game they could put everything together and they could make you a believer, a long-term believer in this Bears team. And they did quite the opposite. They made you revert back to your fandom, your cynicism, your pessimism, and that's where we're at in the present. But that's what we're going to talk about. That's why the therapist couch is here, so that you can get on the couch, I can validate your feelings, and we could talk about this one. All right, 312-644-6767. What was the most frustrating thing about this game? What area was it for you? Was it the play of Caleb Williams? Was it the defense that couldn't generate enough pressure? Was it the fact that the Bears weren't scoring touchdowns? There's a lot of things to be frustrated about with this game, but I'm curious what that is for you. And if you could fix one thing by next Sunday, what would it be? 312-644-6767. Quint and Bart, I see you on hold. I'm going to get you on the other side. Everybody else, phone lines are open, and I'm ready to talk to you. Again, it's Gabe Ramirez on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips, right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
1:14 to go. Second and goal, Williams. Sets, throws.
Oh, no, short.
It is.
No.
They have no timeouts remaining. Catch made by Duvernay. It's third and goal. The ball is at the one.
Oh, no. All right, they're in.
I think Williams, he tried to cut it inside.
He's short.
The whole thing was going sideways as the clock continues to roll. They're down to 44 seconds left, and it's fourth and goal.
And that was it. Bears. Gabe Ramirez, live and local on 670 The Score on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Bears lose to the Baltimore Ravens 30-16 in just pitiful fashion. We should go back to the point when the Bears were up. Here, you want to talk about, I've been asking the question, what's the most frustrating thing about this loss, and what's one thing you want to change, if you could, from the Bears before next Sunday? The Ravens go on a 10-play, well, let's just start with the second half, all right? So it's 10-6, Ravens come out, go on an 8-play, 56-yard drive, get the field goal. Bend, don't break, love it. Bears get the ball back, and you say to yourself, all right, this is it. Bears are going to come down and score a touchdown. Nope, 3-and-out. That was brutal. Then they give up another 10-play. This is harsh. 10-play, 76-yard drive, giving up another field goal. That's the third quarter, in a nutshell. I mean, when you look at, there's only 7 possessions in the second and third quarter. 2 of them, and they were dominated. In the second and third quarter, I'll add it up for you. So it's 235, 435, 443. In the second and third quarter, the Bears held the ball for whatever I just said, 4 minutes and 43 seconds. That is embarrassing. 4 minutes and 43 seconds of possession in 2 quarters? And despite that, at the end of the third quarter, the Bears are only down 16-6. Only possessing the ball for 4 minutes and 43 seconds via the second and third quarter. 3 possessions. Punt, field goal miss, punt. Those are your 3 possessions for the Bears. Despite that, they are only down 16-6 heading into the fourth. At which time, the Bears go on an 11-play, 6-minute drive, and get the touchdown. So despite sucking and not touching the ball in the second and third quarter, Bears still come out. So you want to hear my most frustrating part? Is that then the defense plays well. Gets the ball back. Bears get the ball at the, I believe it was, the 4-yard line. Bears got the ball at the 4-yard line. Down 3 in the fourth quarter. It is Caleb Williams' time. This is when he shines. What happens on first down? A false start penalty. Another pre-snap penalty that kicks you in the ass. Now the Bears are at the 2-yard line. And I say to myself, I've seen this before. Caleb Williams can take them down, at least tie up the game on a field goal. First and 12, Kyle Manungai to the right for 2 yards, tackled by Roquan Smith. And that was the play where, had he bounced to the outside, probably would have had a first down. Gave the Bears some room. Then what happens on the next play? Caleb Williams tries to thread the ball to Roma Dunze, forces it in there. He had time. There was no pressure. And that's where the interception comes. That, to me, and it's not the interception itself that's the most frustrating, because interceptions happen. I wish an interception would have happened 30 yards down the field. Take a damn shot. Take a shot. And that has been the case the last couple games, so I'll give Caleb some credit. There has been a couple dropped interceptions that were 30 yards deep, so he did do that. But in this one in particular, Bears are down 16 to 13. And with an opportunity to come back, and you throw a pick that leads to a touchdown, now you're back down 10 with 6-7 minutes to go. Like, that was the moment right there for me where I said, oh, all the Bears magic usually happens right around this time. To throw the interception was just, I mean, to start off with a false start. F it. You got the ball. Fine. You only had the ball for 4 minutes and 43 seconds in the second and third quarter. Fine. But you come out and score a touchdown. You are who we thought you were. And now, Caleb Williams, there's been a couple moments where I'm getting hyped. That is the moment Caleb Williams, and I'm not trying to trash Caleb Williams, because I do think he's good, and I do think he will be better. But that is the moment where your defense has been sucking, and you got Kyler Gordon out. You got Tyreek Stevenson out. Jalen Johnson's on the IR. And this is the moment where Caleb Williams says, hey, you know what? 4 turnovers the last 3 weeks in a row. Thank you. But now I'm going to put you guys on my back, and we're going to win this game.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
And unfortunately, Caleb Williams, you come out and you couldn't put the team on your back. And that was frustrating. A pre-snap penalty that brings you back to the 2-yard line. and then a forced throw to Roma Dunze that led to an interception. Extremely frustrating. Extremely frustrating for the Chicago Bears. But again, what was that for you? What was the most frustrating thing about this loss for you? 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out on 670 to score, ready to take your phone calls. And then the other one is, what's one thing you could change by Sunday for the Chicago Bears? What would that one thing be? All right, let's go back out to the line. This guy's been on hold for a while. Hopefully he's still there. Let's go to Quentin. Quentin, welcome to the show. Welcome to Therapist Gabe's Couch. I'm glad you're here hanging out, man. What's up?
Not much. I'm at the airport. I'm going to start work to 3:15. I'm going to say this. This game was a golden opportunity for us to take our division back. But we screwed up. Penalties, mistakes, false starts, not enough touchdowns. We should have had this game, but Caleb Williams made too many stupid mistakes. Am I right?
You are right on line.
This game was worse than the CTA shutdown that we had yesterday and today.
This game
should have been won. This game should have been won. But now Caleb Williams and offensive line screwed up. Enough with the field goals. I'm going to say this. Must win next Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Got to.
If I want to change something, enough with the field goals. Start scoring touchdowns. You don't see the Philadelphia Eagles do that. Philadelphia Eagles kick the crap out of the Giants by 38 points. They know how to win. They're the Super Bowl champions. They know how to score touchdowns and get field goals. I want the Bears to do the opposite, like the Philadelphia Eagles, to score touchdowns. I've been a Bears fan all my life. I've been a Bears fan for years. I wear a Bears jacket to work Sunday through Thursday because I'm a Bears fan. Caleb Williams needs to wake up, and start winning.
Yeah,
I'm tired of losing.
Quentin, I said that after this game, you know, I'm a big Caleb Williams fan, have been. And I think that his ceiling in my mind, right, because I don't feel like he's reached the level that he's supposed to be at. But the ceiling that I had for him in my mind, the ceiling has come down a little bit. You know, you put a drop ceiling in your basement or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, you got the little popcorn ceiling thing. Like, it was high. Uh-huh. It was high, but then I just dropped it down a little bit. It's not that he can't be better. It's not that he's not going to be better. It's not that he's not going to be better than he is right now. But it's just the ceiling in which I thought he could reach, I just had to bring it down a couple of feet and be like, okay, damn, he's not going to be a top three quarterback in the league. All right?
Yeah.
I might have thought he was going to be. But, you know, this is a game. It was a perfect game against the backup. He wasn't even the best quarterback on the field. That was the problem. You went up against a guy who was on the practice squad who was with the Cleveland Browns earlier in the season.
Yeah. And exactly.
You see what I'm saying? And you should have easily been the better quarterback today, and you could have put the team on your back. I just told you. They scored the touchdown 16-13. They got the ball back in the fourth quarter. It's Caleb Williams' time. That's what it's supposed to be, at least.
And even my dad and my aunt said that maybe it's time for Tyson Beanie if Caleb Williams don't step up.
No, don't say that.
Well, that's what my father and my aunt said, because when my aunt was livid about the interception, she said, what the F is Caleb Williams thinking? Where's Tyson Beanie? I said, all right, slow down. Let him see what we could do. No, next game, if he don't step up, we put Tyson Beanie in there. That's what my answer. I said, maybe you're right. I don't know.
All right, hold on. Because I know I'm not the only one chuckling while I'm listening to you. Tyson Bagent. Bagent. I got you.
I got you.
Because Tyson Beanie is hilarious. But Tyson.
You know what I'm talking about.
I got you. Because
my aunt was so livid. I'm like,
I got
slow
you.
Down.
Quinn, I just don't want you wearing a Bears jacket Monday through Thursday and not saying Tyson Bagent right. You know what I'm saying? I got you, though. I got you. But it's frustrating, and that's what it is. That's why you're on the therapist couch right now, because it is frustrating, right? We watched this game. Yeah. The Bears are 4-2. You're going up against the backup quarterback. The assumption is that you should win this game and put yourself in a position to at least try to get into the playoffs. And this is one that you look back on at the end of the season, and if the Bears are one game out of the playoffs, you're like, damn, Had they won that Ravens game.
Yeah, and when I looked at the standings of the playoff brackets, the Bears are number 8 and Green Bay is number 1.
Isn't it always like that?
Yeah. And look at this. Kansas City is number 8 and Denver is number 1.
Yeah. Yeah, but Kansas City hasn't played this week yet, so once they
play Monday against the Commanders, which I picked the Commanders to beat them.
No, Kansas City. Jaden Daniels isn't playing. Marcus Mariota's in, so it's gonna be a tough one.
You never know. Miracles can happen if other teams beat Kansas City in Kansas City.
Yeah, if only a miracle would have happened and the Bears could have beat the Baltimore Ravens, that would have been great. Appreciate the call, Quinn. Always call me. You know I love it. And if you got a buddy pass laying around, you know I'll take that too. Nah, just playing. It's Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 670 The Score, live and local, all the way till 5 a.m., taking your phone calls, venting and voicing your frustrations about this Bears game that the Bears should have won. Let's leave it as plain can be. The Bears should have won this game. First two possessions, getting into the red zone and coming away with 6 points the same way you did last game is just unacceptable. Then having scored the touchdown, getting the ball back 16-13 in the fourth quarter and throwing an interception, a false start and an interception in your 3 plays that you were able to muster up, unacceptable against a team like this. A team with Tyler Huntley, the backup QB, the funky QB, you held Derrick Henry to 71 yards. 71. Outside of Zay Flowers, the only other receiver with some catches had 2 receptions for the Baltimore Ravens. Like, if I were to read these stats to you, you would tell me the Bears won. Tyler Huntley, 17 for 22, 186 yards, 1 touchdown. Derrick Henry, 21 rushes for 71 yards. Zay Flowers, the most targeted person on the Ravens, 7 catches for 63 yards. The next person behind is Mark Andrews, 3 catches for 34 yards. I rattle these off. You tell me the Bears win. It's embarrassing. This is a tough one. This is a tough one because the Bears lied to us. The Bears lied to us and said they were good. Said that they were good enough to win 4 straight, good enough to have their defense play well, good enough to eke out victories when they shouldn't have. And they lied to us because they then told us a story that if given an opportunity to beat a Lamar Jackson-less Ravens squad, they should beat them. That's the story they told us. And then they came out and lied and put 2 field goals on the board in the first 2 possessions and held the ball for 4 minutes and 43 seconds in the second and third quarter. They lied to us. And that's what we're realizing as Bears fans. And that's why it hurts so much. That's why we're frustrated. Because we feel as though we've been lied to by our football team. And when they go out and play the way they did today with the penalties, with Caleb Williams' inability to move the ball and increase his completion percentage, 60% is, that's what we complained about Justin Fields being at this point. It's unacceptable. Right now, it's not by much, but right now Caleb Williams has a lower completion percentage than he did last year. Think about that. It was at 62.5 last year. This year, 61.9.
Remember preseason 2, Ben Johnson said 70%?
Yes, so did Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams almost has as many interceptions as he had all last season. He only had 6 last year. He has 4 already.
With 10 games left.
I mean, come on. This is unacceptable. Unacceptable, but I'm not the only one that's frustrated. Let's go back out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score. Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank in great clips. Bears lose to the Ravens 30-16, but I'm not the only one that's frustrated. Let's go out to Jeff on the west side. Oh, excuse me, West Salem. My bad. Maybe you're from the west side of West Salem. Jeff, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Well, west side of West Salem is accurate, but I'm unfortunately, Packer land. I'll never hear the end of it all day.
It's all good. You're in a safe space now, though.
Yes. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I think you said you. I was listening to all what that you just said. They beat themselves yesterday. I mean, the two field goals when it should be 14-0. That changes the whole game right there. I think you're panicking a little bit, though. They had a nice 4-game winning streak. They lost the game they should have. Now they have to get back on and win the next game. This is not last year. This is not 10 in a row. I've been a Bears fan since 1970. I've seen way, way, way worse than this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're making a good point right now. You actually calmed me a little bit. Like, don't panic. You're right. Why am I panicking?
Right. Well, and like you said, they beat themselves. We've done that when that 10 game last year, they beat themselves through and through. The big games come when they play Packers twice. We've got the Vikings and the... And Detroit left. The Vikings are not world beaters. And watching the Packers tonight, they could have been had as well. So I think everybody's – and we're not the Philadelphia Eagles yet. I wish we were, but
– Yeah, not there yet.
You know, I'd like to get to 9-8. I mean, maybe I'm a realist, but I'd like to get to 9-8 and be in it and maybe get in there. I don't see us winning 12 games. I wish we would, but let's get realistic.
Yeah,
look where we were a year ago, and look where we are now.
And it's frustrating. There's so many areas that you could point to that are areas of frustration, right? And I think that a game like this highlights everything, Jeff, where you say to yourself, you know, it is the penalties, it is the inability to put the ball in the end zone when you're in the red zone, and you know the I think there's moments where the Bears lose focus in certain situations, right? And in the red zone in general, like. This is where seasons are made, right? Like a red zone is where you win games. Between the 20s, the offense looks great. But inside the 10, it turns into like traffic on the 290 trying to merge into the 90-94. It's just rough. Like some of the QB timing that Caleb has just not there. But the sequencing, the spacing, it's like you're asking your quarterback, you're not asking him to be a magician, right? It's like you just do the job that's in front of you. You know, and you have the talent to do it. You have leverage beaters. You got guys that can be bullies. So I'm not absolving Caleb Williams as a whole, but I'm not I don't want to pin it all on him either, but he certainly had an opportunity to win this game when you're thinking about, you know, where the blame lies. Like Caleb Williams, 16 to 13, you got the ball. It's Caleb Williams' time. Like, you're supposed to come through. Granted, you put yourself in this position, but you should have done a little bit more.
Right. And then if you remember that sequence, the false start penalty, once again, shoot yourself in the foot. That's not all Caleb Williams, believe me.
Yeah, no. It's equally as frustrating. And that's what, you know, those are the frustrating things about it. Whether it's the first play of the game, literally the kickoff, where there's a penalty, and Dominique Robinson gets hurt, it's like, you know, those are the, it's like, come on, look. So first play of the game, Baltimore kicks off, Devin DuVernay returns it for 24 yards, Chicago commits a 10-yard holding penalty. It's like, out the gate, if I'm Ben Johnson, if I'm Benny J, first, I'm trying to preach, like, when you win a game and you go into the locker room and you're like, imagine when we clean up these penalties, and everybody's like, ooh, yeah, we're going to be on fire for this one. And then you come out and you have a penalty in the first damn play of the game. You're setting the tone for your team. Then the Bears come out on a, it's like they did exactly what they, like who they are, that's what they did. You come out and had a penalty. Then you got 3rd and 1 on the 8. This is the first drive of the game. 3rd and 1 on the 8-yard line. Like, are you kidding me? It was 2nd and 3 before that. Caleb Williams rushes to the left, can't get the first down, falls a tad bit short. They mark him short. Then you're thinking 3rd and 1. All right, we're going to punch this ball in. Pre-snap penalty, false start. 3rd and 6 now. End up getting the first down anyway. Caleb to Rome. Great. And then this is the part where I felt like Ben Johnson got in his own way. I think this is the, listen, I'm here for Ben Johnson. I have nothing bad to say about Ben Johnson, but it doesn't take away the fact that I'm able to point out some deficiencies. He unnecessarily forces the ball to certain players to get them involved. Listen, the only thing, only people you need to do that to is Rome Odunze and DJ Moore. That's it. Get DJ Moore involved because he's great, and get Rome Odunze involved because he's great. I don't need you to do a bootleg to make Colston Loveland feel good or to prove to yourself or the fan base, look, I can get Colston Loveland the ball. I don't need that, okay? What I also don't need is when the Bears are inside the 10 or the 20 for that matter, I don't need you to prove to me that the Bears can run the ball. Granted, I love it. I love the point. I'm here for it. But it doesn't mean you can't take a shot to the end zone. I talked about this earlier. Rome Odunze led college football with jump ball catches. 75% of them he came down with. Led all of college football. Up until yesterday, he was leading the NFL in contested catches for 15 yards or more. Leading the NFL. You're going to tell me you can't throw a damn ball up to Rome Odunze in the end zone and let him go up and get it? You don't want to give him a shot? You want to let Colston Loveland, your 10th pick in the draft, go get a shot one-on-one against a linebacker or a safety? Like, that's the problem that I have. So you're force-feeding the run. Like, no. We're a run team. Watch this. We're at the 6-yard line. We're not going to throw the ball once. We're going to run the ball because that's what we're going to do. This is our identity. No. Come on, Benny J. Give your guys a chance. That, to me, was the most frustrating part. Ooh, got hot there for a second. All right. I want to take more of your phone calls. 312-644-6767. Andrew, Mike, I see you on the other side. Jeff, I see you as well. All right. I want to take your phone calls, but you got to tell me, what was your most frustrating part about this game when you went back and watched it or when you watched it? What was the most frustrating part for you? And then if you could change one thing by Sunday, what would that be? 312-644-6767. Your call's on the other side. It's a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bang and Great Clips right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.